Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
You will hear first a reading from the Word of God, then I will deal with the subject, the title question, Is All Well? First reading, prediction of the advent of God, Genesis 50, 24, God will surely visit you. Genesis 50, 25, God will surely visit you, the people, the Gentiles. Genesis 48, 21, God shall be with you. Isaiah 35, 4, your God will come. He will come and save you. Isaiah 40, verse 10, the Lord God will come with strong hand. Zechariah 14, 5, and Zechariah 14, 9, the Lord my God shall come. There shall be one Lord. Isaiah 66, 15. Behold, the Lord will come. Zechariah 14, 1. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh. Hebrews 10, 37. He that shall come will come. Exodus 18, 19. God shall be with thee. And the people said, in Psalm 50, verse 3, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. The Gentiles call for God. Acts 17, 23, Psalm 119, 145, Isaiah 63, 19, Judges 9, 10, Job 37, 6, 1 Kings 2, 2, John 1:22, Judges 13, 17, John 1:38, Jonah 1:8, Isaiah 3:6, Judges 9:12, 1 Samuel 1:23, Romans 12:17, Ecclesiastes 1:13, Titus 1:5, Luke 1:1, Exodus 4:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 83:1, Matthew 6:13, Jeremiah 8:10, 1 Peter 2:15, Psalm 90, verse 17 and 16, 1 Samuel 23:27, Judges 9:14, To the unknown God, hear us, O Lord. We are thine. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou on the earth. Show thyself a man. Who art thou? What is thy name? Where dwellest thou? Of what people art thou? Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Come thou and reign over us, Gentiles. Do what seemeth good to thee. Provide honest things in the sight of all men. Seek and search out all things. Set in order the things that are wanting. Set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Thou shalt do signs, all things. Show us our way that we should go. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. Deliver us from evil, from the Christian minister, Bible teacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Establish our works, and let thy work appear to thy servants, the Gentiles. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. The Gentiles' promises for God. Judges 13:17, Psalm 9:10, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Genesis 44:10, Nehemiah 5:12, Isaiah 41:11-12, Job 11:18. We the Gentiles shall do thee honor. They, the Gentiles that know thy name, will put their trust in thee. Thou, God, shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Ye shall be blameless. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. They that war against thee shall perish. Thou shalt be secure. Now I want to say here, that the first reading, the prediction of the advent of God, which says that God will surely come, that has happened. That has happened in the man, Tommy L. Hart. The next reading, which was the Gentiles' call for God, the call was put forth, the call was sent out, and I have answered the call. The things they say in the call that God should do, I, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, have done. The Gentiles' promises for God. At this time, the Gentiles have not fulfilled or met their obligation, their promises. They have not done the thing to God and for God that they have listed. Now, the reading of all things. I have made it known that all things give a picture, a perfect word picture of God. All things define God. This is the reading of all things. 1 Corinthians 4:5, when the Lord comes, he will bring to light the hidden things. It is done. I have done that. Psalm 145:19, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. I have done that. It is done. John 4:25, when he is come, he will tell us, his servants, and all other people, all things. It is done. I have done that. John 14:26, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. It is done. I have done that. 2 Timothy 2:7, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. It is done. I have done that. 1 Corinthians 2:11, God knows the things concerning God. I have established the veracity of that statement. Psalm 44:21, he knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. It is true. I know the secrets of the heart of the AVB, and I have made known those secrets, the secret things, to you, the people, and the Gentiles. Romans 2:16, God shall judge, point out the secrets of men. It is done. I have done that. Isaiah 3:17, the Lord will discover there the Gentiles' secret parts. It is done. I have done that. John 7:17, he shall know of the doctrine of God. It is fulfilled. I know the doctrine concerning God, and I have made known that doctrine to the people and the Gentiles. Job 34:25 and Job 36:9, he knows there the Gentiles' works. He shows them, the Gentiles, their work. It is done. The statement is true with respect to Tommy L. Hart. John 9:21, he shall speak for himself. I do that on this program, Lawmaster. Job 12:22, he discovers deep things contained in the AZB. The statement is true. I have done that and share those things with the people and the Gentiles. Job 28:11, he brings forth things hid in the AZB. It is done. I have done that. Much evidence supports my statement. Daniel 2:22, he reveals the deep and secret things. It is true. It is done. I have done that. Daniel 2:29, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee, the people and the Gentiles, what shall come to pass. He makes known his judgments. It is done. I have made known my judgments. John 16:13, he will show you things to come, the judgments. It is done. I have done that. Isaiah 40:1, he brings forth judgment to the Gentiles. It is done. I have done that. Isaiah 53:11, he brings forth the Gentiles' iniquities. It is done. I have shown the iniquities of the Gentiles. Isaiah 30:18, the Lord is a God of judgment, a God having judgment. It is true. Job 37:4, his voice is heard. there's evidence to support the statement that my voice is heard. Proverbs 2:6, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. I give wisdom, it is true. I give knowledge and understanding to the people of Bible matters. Hosea 8:13, he will remember there the iniquity. It is done. There's evidence that supports that. Hosea 9:9, he will visit there the Gentiles' sins. It is done. There is much evidence to support that. Psalm 53:6, God brings back the captivity of his people. It is done. I have done that. And there is much evidence to support that. Psalm 98:2, the Lord has made known his salvation. It is done. I have done that. Psalm 14:7, a repeat of Psalm 53:6 says, the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. It is done. I have done that. Psalm 98:2, he has openly showed his righteousness. It is done. I have done that. Psalm 37:6, he shall bring forth thy, the Gentiles, righteousness. It is done. I have brought forth the law of Moses, which is also called the people's law, the law intended to be carried out by the people and the Gentiles. 1 Samuel 2:3, the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. It is truth. Proverbs 29:24, he hears cursing and reveals it. It is done. I have revealed cursing of black people coming from the papacy and the Gentiles. Luke 9:26, he appears in his own glory. It is true. I appear in my word. John 9:16, he does not keep or observe the Sabbath. It is truth. I do not observe the Sabbath. Acts 10:6, he shall tell thee what thou art to do. It is done. I have told the people and the Gentiles what they ought to do. Joel 2:32, he calls the remnant of his people. It is true. I have called the remnant of my people to me. Psalm 1:2, his delight is in the law of the Lord. It is true. Isaiah 33:8, he regardeth no man. The statement is true. I have told the people, I have given the people an understanding of the term no man. In the Bible, no man is a secret name for God in the AVB. John 7:4, he himself seeketh to be known openly. It is true. I have sought to make myself known openly. Job 21:22, he judges those that are high. It is done. There is much evidence in my works to support that. As a result of his, that is, Tommy L. Hart's performance of all things, 1 Peter 4:11, God, Tommy L. Hart, in all things shall be glorified. Matthew 19:26 says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I say to you, all things written above are done, performed, completed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. With the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, all things are not only possible, all things are a reality. 1 Peter 4:7, the end, what is desired, God's identity of all things. All things identify God. The performance of all things identifies God. John 8:40, John 1:3, Jeremiah 10:16, and Jeremiah 51:19, Hebrews 3:4, Acts 8:10, Psalm 99:2. He, Tommy L. Hart, is a man that has told you, the people, and the Gentiles the truth with regard to Bible content. All things are made, put in proper order by him, Tommy L. Hart. He, Tommy L. Hart, is the former or arranger of all things. All things are of or about God. Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart, who built all things, is God. Tommy L. Hart, who performed all things, is God. All things say of this man, Tommy L. Hart, that he is the great power, having the designation of God. And the book of the law, JVD, says he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is high above all the people. Readings from the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And now, I will speak of things I have done. I gave a listing. I gave you all things just now, or rather, somewhat lengthy listing. And this time, I will speak. I will give a brief listing of all things I have done. Some things may be in the reading of all things which I just now did. Some things may not. But these are all things about Tommy L. Hart. Again, I am asked the question, is it all well with me? The statement says, is it all well with me? Is it all well with me? One, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. What is the book of the law mentioned here that I have found in the house of the Lord? The book of the law mentioned here is the book called the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. What is the house of the Lord? Well, you who have been keeping up with the program, you should know that the Lord is Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You should know that by now. You should be well versed in that. The house of the Lord is the house where the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, lives, or lived at that time when he found the book of the law in his house. Nevertheless, I have found the book of the law in my house. I did not know, before the finding, I did not know that it was the book of the law. The book of the law concerning God and the people. The book of the law concerning God and his servants. I did not know that before. I found the book of the law. I found out, I came to the realization that the Authorized Version Bible is a law book. I found that it is not a religious book at all. I further found that the Authorized Version Bible, the book of the law, condemns religion. it condemns all Christian preachers. It condemns the papacy. I have given evidence of those things. It condemns the priests, the ministers, Christian ministers, etc., rabbis and all, Judaism. I found the book of the law in my house. I found that the Authorized Version Bible, a.k.a. King James Version, is a law book through and through. Two. Proverbs 30, verse 9. A question is asked. It asks, who is the Lord? I have answered the question set in Proverbs 30, verse 9, that asks, who is the Lord? The Lord is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Three, Psalm 18:31. I have answered the question, who is God? And I have told you, the people and the Gentiles, and shown you that according to the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, I am the God which the Bible speaks of, exalts, supports, upholds. And in that sense, I am the AVB God, the true God, the true and living God. Therefore, the question, who is God, is now closed. It is a closed one. And the question, who is the Lord, is a closed one. They have been answered with much evidence and abundance of evidence. Now, in the book of the law, it is written, if the Lord be God, follow him. Again, the evidence reveals that Tommy L. Hart is the Lord, and the evidence reveals that Tommy L. Hart is the God. Again, the statement says, if the Lord be God, follow him. The Lord certainly is God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is God. Follow me. Proverbs 2, verse 5. Let me turn to it. Proverbs 2:5. Says this. Find the knowledge of God. It is no secret now that I, Tommy L. Hart, have done just that. I have found the knowledge concerning God in the book of the law, the AVB, the book of the law, which I found in my own house. And I have shared that knowledge of God with you, the people, and the Gentiles, just as I have been told by the AVD to do. The AVD is the book of authority on matters involving God. It is the book of authority in matters concerning the people and the Gentiles and their God. The book of authority, the AVB, the Authorized Version, Bible. These are great things. Finding the book of the law. Answering the question, who is the Lord? Answering the question, who is God? And finding the knowledge of God. Big, big thing. The people and the Gentiles should be rejoicing. Let me turn to a statement in Revelation. It says this. Now, God has been called to reign. I read that at the beginning of this episode. God has been called to come and reign over the Gentiles. To this end, Revelation 19:6, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. The Lord God Omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. That's what's expected by the book of the law. That is what it is expected that the people have said in the Authorized Version Bible. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Verse 7 of Revelation 19, it is written, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Another statement in the book of the law says this, all men glorify God for what he had done, for the things he's done. Men, and the servants of God, the Gentiles, have the duty of giving glory and honor to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The title question asks, is it well? Is it well with thee, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Men, and in that word, the Gentiles are included, have the responsibility of giving glory and honor to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. That's in the law. That is in the law of Moses, the law called Moses, the people's law. It says, and the book of the law says, give glory to the Lord. Let me turn to a statement here. Psalm 96, verse 7 says, give to the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. It goes on to say, give to the Lord glory and strength. The people have a duty to perform. That's a commandment. It goes on in verse 8 to say, give to the Lord the glory due his name. The people have a duty to perform. The people are to obey the law. They are to walk in accordance with the law called Moses, and it is also called the people's law. The Gentiles, as the servants of God, have specific duties to do. And so do all the other people. All the people can give glory to the Lord. All can do that. All the people can praise the Lord. Look at Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Get rid of the old songs, the old music. Make a new song. Sing a new song to the Lord God from your heart. Now, you know you have to apply. I've talked about this and I've shown this repeatedly. When you know who the Lord is, you serve him as the Lord. If Tommy L. Hart is the Lord, then the statement says, essentially, oh, sing to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, a new song. For he, Tommy L. Hart, has done marvelous things. All things that I read. All things. The Bible calls those things marvelous things. The Bible also calls those things miracles, the things that it says God will do. And as I've pointed out in the reading of all things, I have done each and every one of the things listed there. There is no doubt that Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God, according to the Authorized Version Bible. There is no doubt. All things are sure. And he who has performed all things is surely, according to the Authorized Version Bible, the Lord God. That cannot be changed. I am not the Lord God because I am perfect. I'm the Lord God because I have fulfilled all things. I am not the Lord God because I do not make mistakes. I make mistakes. I'm the Lord God because I have performed all things. Just as simple as that. As simple as that. And that cannot be changed. The Gentiles are the servants of God, says the AZB. That cannot be changed. You are my people, according to the AZB. That cannot be changed. Those are truths that cannot be undone. You worship anyone else, you worship a false god. Just the way it is. God, according to the book, the chief book on all things concerning God, is Tommy L. Hart. Okay. Sing to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. God's knowledge and understanding of the word concerning God in all things has gotten him the victory. Continuing on with a short list of things I have done, Luke 1:1 and Hebrews 11:1, I have presented to the people and the Gentiles the perfect faith. I believe on that matter. There's an episode of mine that is certainly not old at this time, titled The Perfect Faith. Something to that respect. You should know that information well. You should know all of this information well. Again, these are big things. Six, Revelation 10:7. I have solved the mystery of God. Let me turn to that. Revelation 10:7 says this. The mystery of God should be finished. The mystery of God is done with. It's done. It's over. I have solved the mystery of God. I said earlier, the question, who is God, is now a closed one. And the question, who is the Lord, is now a closed one. We know who the Lord God is according to the Authorized Version Bible, the chief book on things pertaining to the people and their God. The mystery of God is finished. It's over with. The mystery has run its course, and now we know who God is. The fact, the truth, that I am God cannot be changed. As stated earlier, if you worship any other God, with a small g, that is, then you're worshiping something that is not God. Number seven, 1 Samuel 3:21. First Samuel 3:21 says this. The Lord revealed himself. I have done just that. I have revealed myself. I have made known the truth that I am God according to, and I am Lord according to the Authorized Version Bible, the book of authority on matters concerning God, the book of authority on matters concerning the people and their God. The book of authority on matters concerning the servants of God, the Gentiles, and their God, Tommy L. Hart. The AVB is not a book of suggestions. It is a book of authority. It is a book of the highest authority. Ecclesiastes 8:13. All things, you heard me read them earlier, all things are full of labor. A lot of work has gone into getting this knowledge, seeking it, searching out all things. A lot of time, energy, and work has been put forth, you know, with respect to that matter. All things are full of labor. But I endured, and I overcame. I have sought and searched out all things. That is evident in my work. It's evident in my reading. I presented the reading of all things. And according to the AVB, and I've spoken on this, God alone is the performer of all things. All things are performed by God, not by men. Men have the obligation, the duty of respecting all things and the conclusion that comes forth from all things. Men have the duty of respecting that. And walking in light of the knowledge of all things. Number 9, Acts 20, verse 35. Turning to it. That statement says, I have showed you all things. The question is asked, what is truth? What is true? That statement is true with me. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have showed you and the people all things. I read them to the beginning of this program. I have presented the people's law, the law called Moses, to the people and the Gentiles. That cannot be denied. I've read the law many times on this program. You can't say it does not exist because you've heard me, many of you have heard me read it. Right now, I just picked it up. I am holding the law of Moses, the people's law, the law intended to be carried out by the people and the Gentiles. I am holding that law right now in my hand, in my left hand. So for one to say, ain't no such thing as a law that I'm speaking of, then he's foolish. He's making a foolish statement. Okay. But that's what I've done. I have presented the people's law, the law called Moses, to the people and the Gentiles. And the people and the Gentiles have the obligation of fulfilling that law. All the people. All the Gentiles in the dominion of the Lord. All. 11, Psalm 60, verse 6. I turn to it. Psalm 60, verse 6 says this: God has spoken in his holiness. We know who God is. God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken in his holiness. What does the word in there mean? The word in means here concerning, about. God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken with regard to his holiness. God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken concerning his holiness. I did it in the preceding broadcast. In the preceding broadcast of Lawmaster. The episode that has preceded this one. I spoke about his holiness. The statement is true. According to the Bible, these things are big things because they are things God alone does. And the things that are done by God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, in the purview of the Authorized Version Bible, the Book of the Law, are big things. Things that themselves call for glory. Things that are honest in the sight of all men. These things are not deceitful. These things edify. These things build you up where you have been given false information. These things, with these information, with these things, you have truthful, honest, precise information, correct information. Information that will cause you not to be deceived any longer. And finally here on our paper, number 12, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. I'm turning my pages. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 says this, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. I have made known, the son of perdition, the man of sin. I spoke about that in the preceding episode of Lawmaster. I identified the man of sin. I identified him, some of his descriptors. Or he wears a gold ring, the fisherman's ring, it is called. The Bible says he wears gay clothing. It also says he wears goodly apparel. It says he has ministers. And other things. And then it gave the title of His Holiness, the man of sin, the son of perdition. I have made known to you, the people and the Gentiles, the man of sin, spoken about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. So I've done all those things in this brief listing of things, and in the lengthier listing of all things that I read earlier. Now, the question. Is all well with me? The Gentiles, the servants of God, are not doing to God and for God what is promised they will do. To my knowledge, the people are not giving me glory. And they are not honoring me. as the law calls for all of them to do. Is it all well with me? Is it all well with me? How should it be with me? You know as well as I know. I, the Lord God, should be honored and respected for being the Lord God. Where is the honor? Where is the respect? Where is the glory? The question is all well with me? Are the people and the Gentiles obeying the law called Moses and the people's law? If the people and the Gentiles were obeying that law, I would certainly know it. Because they are to do it in a way that I know, that I would certainly know it. They are to do it openly. Is it all well with me? Are you giving glory to me, the Lord God, Tommy Elhart? Are you walking in accordance with the law called Moses, the people's law? You talking to you, you listening to me. Are you in communication with me? Are you obeying what I say? Because the law of Moses, the law called Moses, says, whatsoever he, the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, says to you, do it. It's in the law. I've said you should turn from Christianity, religion, turn away from that, and turn to the Lord your God, Tommy Elhart. Have you done that? Are you giving to the Lord God, Tommy Elhart? The question I'm asked, is it all well with me? And with the silence, it seems no one is hearing me. It seems no one is listening to me. Is it all well with me? Is anyone helping me? Where's the help? Where's the obedience? Where's the honor? Where's the glory? Where's the gladness? Let us be glad and rejoice. Where is it? Above all, where is the obedience to the law? Where is it? Is it all well with me? When to my knowledge, the law is being ignored. Is it all well with me? You can answer that question based on what you are doing. You can answer that question. Is it all well with the Lord God, Tommy Elhart?
you've probably, in your mind, already answered it. Join me again next time, Sunday morning, 8 o'clock.